Welcome to the Feed for Them podcast. My name is Isabel Mendoza. I'm one of the Feed for Them communications and project managers. I will be your host for today's episode. Today we will be talking about open science, what it is and why it is not only important but fundamental for the current research and innovation ecosystem. But first, let's remind our listeners what the For Them Alliance is. The For Them Alliance was established in 2019 as a European university network of 7 universities and currently is expanding to 9 universities. Meanwhile, what is Feed for Them? Feed for Them is an alliance project that supports the For Them Alliance institutional transformation. For example, Feed for Them helps to set common research areas and build bridges linking university resources to make them more accessible. And accessibility is a key component of open science, as we will discuss today. My guest today is José Manuel Barrueco, a member of the Feed for Them core team at the University of Valencia. He is Roderick Repository Manager at the University and Digital Librarian at the CITEC, Citations in Economic Service. Welcome, José Manuel.
Hello, Isabel. Glad to share this time with you and all our audience.
My first question is a general one. For those listening who don't already know, what do we mean when talking about open science?
Sure. Open science is a new way to carry out the scientific and technological activities following principles like quality, integrity, collective benefits, equity, and fairness. Furthermore, it constitutes a new paradigm that tries to improve traditional practice in science. But from a more formal point of view, UNESCO defines open science as an inclusive construct that combines various movements and practices aiming to make multilingual scientific knowledge openly available, accessible, and reusable for everyone to increase scientific collaborations and sharing of information for the benefits of science and society.
Tell me, José Manuel, what is the main difference between open science and the prevailing model of science?
Well, open science is characterized by its reproducibility, transparency, and collaboration. In my opinion, the main difference is openness to research results and to research data. Open science requires that anyone must have access without any kind of restriction, be economic, technical, or legal, to the research outputs and also to the data in which such outputs are based. Under the current model of scientific communications, such materials are toll-gated by the publishing industry in subscription-based journals, and reuse of them is not always possible. Open access to research results and research data contribute to produce a more transparent and reproducible science. Future researchers usually will check the validity of the findings without the necessity to compile complex data sets. This will accelerate the timing of the research.
So, could you explain in just a few words what is the added value of open science to the scientific system?
Well, firstly, efficiency. Open science increases efficiency. Greater access to scientific outputs can improve the effectiveness and productivity of the research system by reducing duplication and cost of creating, transferring, and reusing data, allowing more research from the same data. Secondly, it increases quality and integrity. Open access to scientific outputs, data, and other assets that support the research process offer the opportunity of a wider evaluation and scrutiny by the scientific community, thus allowing a greater and more accurate replication and validation of research results. This openness also facilitates an early identification of any malpractice at science, such as fraud or errors, and therefore being easier to denounce and drop out this practice in the benefit of a scientific integrity.
So, according to what you just said, who should be involved on open science? Which are the main groups involved?
Well, there are three main groups of interest, I would say. First, the research community as a whole, including individual researchers and research organizations. Secondly, the government and other funding agencies. And finally, libraries, repositories, and data centers.
Great. Let's go one by one. I assume each of them have different objectives and probably expectations around open science. For example, what about libraries, repositories, and data centers? What do they need to deal with?
For a long time, libraries have been playing a key role in providing infrastructures for this new scientific model. They have focused in developing institutional repositories to collect, archive, and disseminate in open access the research outputs and research data produced by universities, research centers, and scientific societies. In many cases, university libraries have an active collaboration with university presses to carry out open access publishing projects, as, for instance, by implementing an open journal system. They have been heavily involved in staff training about open access publication, open licenses, also in dissemination and promotion of the open science model at all levels of the community.
That is very interesting. How does the government and the other funding agencies align with this? How do they ensure, from the financial point of view, that open science can happen?
The importance of open science for the society has been acknowledged by international organizations like OECD, UNESCO, or the European Union. A clear involvement of governments and funding agencies is key for the success of the open science practices. Governments should put in place policies to foster or even mandate the developing of open science practices by the research community. They should provide funding to implement the needed infrastructures to be able to comply with the open science requirements: data centers, repositories, open access journals, data aggregators. They can also modify the research evaluation processes and current tenure and staff promotion practices to take into account the new reality and assess the use of open methodologies by the researchers. Furthermore, funding agencies have a role in changing the current publishing model to one based in open access to research results. They should mandate that all outputs resulting from projects they fund to be made open access and reusable immediately after publication.
Finally, let's talk about scientists and the research community as a whole. How does open science, or the lack thereof, impact them? Why should they care about open science, really?
Researchers should have a clear understanding of what open access science is and how they can contribute to it. In this sense, training in open science practices is fundamental to gain the competences required to get along in the open science paradigm. They should be familiar with open access publishing and open access dissemination of documents, with best practices to manage their research data, with the use of open licenses in publications to allow the reuse of their findings, with open peer review processes to foster the publication of quality research. Open science is for the benefit of the research community in first place, so scientists and researchers are the key pillar on which to base the new paradigm of science.
So if early career researchers are listening, do you have recommendations for them? Where should they learn more about open science? What are your recommendations for resources?
Yes, they are going to be the drivers of the open science model. The science of the future will be what they decide. So in their hands is the success of the new paradigm. I would recommend them not to be afraid of the open movement and learn how to share their findings as much as possible. It's necessary from the beginning of their scientific career to obtain the required skills in this new way of doing science. And how to do so? My advice would be to ask the librarians. The library is always a good starting point for training. All university libraries have a research support team ready to answer their questions, provide guidance and learning materials.
So going back to talk about you and your work at Rodeic. Rodeic is the open repository of the University of Valencia. What is really Rodeic for? What is your everyday work look like?
Well, as you said, Isabel, Roderick is the institutional repository of our university. Its aim is to collect, manage, preserve, and disseminate the digital production of the university. A significant part of this digital production are the research results and the research data generated by our researchers. In addition, we support the edition of more than 50 open access journals published by the university departments and institutes. We also provide training and develop learning contents for the promotion of open science and open access. In this sense, we are the contact point for researchers in our university about any issue related to open science. It's a quite interesting job. I enjoy very much to be in contact with researchers in this exciting moment for the scientific community.
So just to wrap up for our audience, the summary of ideas of what that you were so kindly to discuss with me is that the open science is the right way to go to improving science by improving its efficiency, quality and integrity, and should be everyone involved, from the research community as a whole, meaning scientists and science-based organizations, but also the funders, the government, and private and public funders, and of course, libraries, repositories, and the data centers. And if anyone needs any help, you should go and find your closest librarian, because they will be the source of all your solutions. So thank you so much for your time, José Manuel.
Thanks, Isabel, for inviting me. It has been a pleasure to share my thoughts about open science. And I deeply believe that the success of the open science movement is on the researchers' hands.
Thank you. Thank you so much, José Manuel. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Feel free to check the Feed for Them previous podcast episodes and look out for our future releases. Follow our assertions on Twitter and LinkedIn under @FeedForThem.